MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 12, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. A mix of clouds and sun today, temperatures in the mid-60s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 5:01 p.m. It was just last week that former Beverly City Council President Paul Guansi announced that he was running for mayor in the town. Yesterday, he announced that he is dropping out of the race. Salem News reporter Paul Layton writes in today's paper that Guansi is dropping out after a Twitter revelation surfaced that Guansi liked derogatory Twitter comments regarding race, gender, immigration, and election denial. A house fire in Lynn has forced two families out of their home on Red Rock Street. The Daily Item is reporting that the fire was brought under control by firefighters late yesterday afternoon at 12 Red Rock Street. Apparently, the flames started on the front porch and moved inside the building. The Salem News is reporting today that a man was killed Monday night by an MBTA train at the Salem Commuter Rail Station. No identification has been released. Just over an hour later, at the Beverly Depot, a man intentionally entered the right-of-way of a train. He lay down between the tracks and was not hurt. He was taken to the hospital to check for injuries and a mental evaluation. Massachusetts State Police and local detectives are investigating what may be the remains of an infant outside of a Revere apartment building. WCVB-TV is reporting that the discovery came yesterday afternoon, just prior to 6:30. The remains were found in the trash near the front of the building. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that just about as fast as it arrived, the 400-foot dredger Delaware has left the area with an expansive and pristine beach in its wake. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers worked with Norfolk Dredging Company to complete the final stages of a $9 million project to dredge 226,000 cubic yards of sand from the Salisbury and Newburyport sides of the Merrimack River. The Delaware arrived in the area around March 24, and Mayor Sean Reardon told the City Council on Monday that the dredging was completed late last week, and the last of the equipment left Plum Island over the weekend. Bill Newell on sports next with details on a red-hot North Shore baseball team.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Rays again last night, 7-2 this score. The Rays are now 11-0 to start the season. The two teams play again tonight in Florida. The Bruins beat the Canadiens 5-2 last night. Brad Marchand on the team's growing record-setting win total.
Well, I think it's something we're proud of. We did set our sights on it the last little while where, you know, we kind of locked up first. And we need something to play for the remainder of the regular season. And, it's a goal we wanted to accomplish. It's not our be-all or end-all. It's an incredible accomplishment. We're very proud of this group and, what we've been able to accomplish to be, the top points and the most wins ever is an incredible accomplishment.
The Bruins are at the Canadiens tomorrow night. The Celtics open their playoffs on Saturday afternoon when they'll play host to the Atlanta Hawks. North Shore Sports High School Baseball from yesterday. Marblehead beat Peabody 14-1, Fenwick over Fian 13-11, and St. Mary's shaded Archbishop Williams 3-2. Salem High Baseball is 3-0 on the season. Coach Matt Lessard on his team's pitching that has only allowed two runs in three games.
So far we've had two guys throw complete games thus far. Riley Fennerty, who was a staple in our rotation last year, junior this year, junior captain, had a great start against Swampscott. Then Rocco Ryan last Friday had a great performance against Saugus, leading us to victory in a tight 1-0, 1-0 game. So had a couple guys really step up there. And then yesterday, was first day, we had to dip into the bullpen. We had Jesus start the game, another sophomore hard thrower. He's been up to 84 so far, but definitely some control issues. At times, but we're working on that. He's a young pitcher, so working on that. But then we had senior captain Sebastian Cruz step in and throw a lot of strikes, kept them off balance, and we were able to, complete the game with only one run against. So, definitely a lot of depth in the pitching staff. And we still have a few guys, a few talented pitchers that haven't even been able to toe the rubber yet. So, you know, really excited about what the team's been able to do and the pitching staff's been able to do thus far. But still, not everybody's been on the mound. So excited to see what everybody else can do in these weeks with more games.
Today, Salem will play host to Beverly. Coach Lessard believes that overall, the Northeastern Conference is much more balanced here in 2023.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely more of a balance of power this year. I think it's really any given day, anybody can beat anybody. And that's especially true this year, especially with a lot of the senior-heavy classes that we had seen graduated last year by a lot of these schools. I definitely think this year is up for grabs, and there's definitely you know, a good balance of power. So excited to see how things shake out, but I think it'll be pretty close across the board coming down to the wire in the end of the season. Take the NEC title.
Salem High baseball coach Matt Lessard. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today. We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.